Still to come on Culture Shock, we look at the new trend for DIY SIM card adjustments on the streets of Ghana. But now we go to America. For many people, paying for a nanny to watch their children can be an expensive business. But now in New York, parents are going one step further and are paying private detectives to watch the nannies who watch their children. For around $85 US an hour, a private investigator will spy on your nanny, either in person or with a specially fitted nanny cam. They'll check where your nanny and child are, who they're with, and even how long your child is left crying. Does it sound overprotective? Well, it certainly seems that there's a market for it, with nanny surveillance companies reporting business having doubled in the past few years. So we sent the BBC's man in New York, Andrew Purcell, out on nanny surveillance.
Tamara Pilblad is a private investigator with an unusual specialism. She doesn't expose fraud or theft or adultery. Instead, she makes her living by keeping nannies and babysitters under surveillance. She says America's childcare industry is dangerously underregulated and open to abuse.
I have seen nannies who go all the way up to the Bronx to purchase drugs. I have seen nannies just completely ignore the child or children whom they're watching. And then I've seen things as extreme as nanny having sex with her boyfriend in the same room that the crib is in, and then handling the baby without washing her hands.
For around $100 a day, her clients get custom-fitted nanny cams installed in their house, hidden inside a book, a cuddly toy, a clock radio, anywhere that's inconspicuous and has a good view of the room, to secretly film what happens there.
If family has smoke alarms on the ceiling, the nanny isn't going to notice that they have some smoke alarms on the wall. They get a very wide-angle picture, 110-degree view, with sound of what's going on when they're at work.
I spoke with a young woman named Barbara, who's paid to look after a 9-year-old girl on weekdays, and she told me that New York's nannies know there's a good chance that they're being watched.
I don't really know people who have been confronted, but everybody talks about it, about nanny cams, and everybody's always, I know, speculating, like, oh, does he have one? It's really, we know it's around here, the nanny cams, especially in New York. But I would like the parents to tell me about it before they, like, get it.
The International Nanny Association agrees with her. It strongly recommends that parents inform their childminders if they plan to videotape them. But, as the INA's Vice President Susan Tokaya admits, that's usually not what happens.
Let's say a nanny applies to us. We've never worked with her before and we're checking her references. We will have families who she worked with saying, oh, well, we know she was wonderful. We were videotaping her or, you know, had a nanny cam and the nanny had no idea.
When it comes to secret recordings, New York is a one-party consent state, which means that as long as one person gives permission, it's legal to listen in on their conversations with other people. Parents can grant this consent on behalf of their toddlers, so it's not against the law to film a childminder without his or her knowledge. Mark, who didn't want to give his last name, is a single parent with a 3-year-old daughter, and he hired a nanny cam system last year when she started getting small, inexplicable bruises.
I saw the nanny being what I consider to be brutal. My daughter was sitting at the end of the couch, just being as quiet as possible. She would look that way. The nanny would just stare at her. And for I don't know what reason, but I just saw the nanny grab her by the arm and smash her into the side of the couch. I left work. I was disgusted. And I went home, and I actually fired that nanny and stayed home. I've since hired a terrific nanny. I have a third nanny cam installed. I mean, I'm so glad I do. Wherever I go, anytime, I could always tune in, and I could look at the different rooms. And it's just such a comfort to know.
For Mark, checking and rechecking the video streams on his desktop has become part of his daily routine. Mark's surveillance system on its own runs to almost $1,000 a month. The Upper West Side of Manhattan, where Tamara Pilblad does business, is one of the richest areas and one of the richest cities in the world. But she denies that her clients are just overprotected millionaires.
It's really not about people who are rich. It's about people who understand that the person watching their child is a virtual stranger, and they love their children, and they want to do what's best for their children.
The trouble with nanny cams is that they don't go to the park when your child does. A number of websites already exist to warn anxious mothers about bad childcare in public places, among them I Saw Your Nanny and LA Nanny Watch. But for the truly concerned, and very well off, Pilblad offers GPS tracking, using chips hidden in cars or strollers that can be monitored by satellite, or old-fashioned covert surveillance, following a nanny around, in person, for $75 an hour.
parents go away, say, 8 o'clock and don't return until 7 o'clock, there's a lot of dead time where a nanny might decide to go visit her boyfriend at his place. It's just a matter of integrity and knowing that your nanny has exposed your child to a whole other group of people who you didn't have the chance to interview or meet.
Andrew Purcell there, reporting for Culture Shock.